The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor and husband, Pat Zavanni.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Terrific. How are you?
Lovely.
We have with us on a call from Harrisburg, Colleen Ballmer, Director of Home Ownership Programs at PHFA. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Jackie and Pat. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Yes, we're happy to have you, and we're looking forward to a fabulous discussion. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab and see what's going on at the corners.
Lots of construction throughout the summer.
You look at it now, it's just all traffic.
It's all traffic.
Yeah, the flag person is out there. You see them all the time.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. Check us out on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Once again, Colleen Ballmer, Director of Home Ownership Programs at PHFA. What is PHFA, Colleen?
PHFA is the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency. And we're located in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And our mission at the agency is to provide safe, affordable, and decent housing throughout the Commonwealth. We do so in the form of developments. So we have rental units throughout the Commonwealth. And we also provide affordable mortgages throughout the state. And we've been doing so since 1982.
Okay, so do people go directly to PHFA?
Well, no, we're not a direct lender. We are considered an investor. We have a network of lending partners, about over 80 lenders in our network, and it varies between community banks, mortgage companies, credit unions, brokers. And the potential borrower that is looking to finance a home would go directly to the lender. And the lender would determine if the borrower is eligible for a PHFA mortgage. And they would take the application, work with the borrower to get all the proper documentation that is needed to move forward with the transaction.
A common loan product mortgage out there today is an FHA, which a lot of people confuse. FHA, PHFA. How does the consumer, listener,
tell the difference between the two loans?
Differentiate between the two.
Yes. Okay. So, well, PHFA, as I mentioned, is the investor. So we have we offer different loan types. FHA would be considered a loan type that is insured by HUD FHA. And HUD FHA, they have particular guidelines for that particular loan. So FHA would be a type of loan type the borrower would receive from PHFA, the investor.
Is PHFA a loan, is that a loan for first-time home buyers only?
Yes and no. There is a misconception out there that PHFA is just for first-time home buyers. Back in the day, we were just for first-time home buyers, but now we help all types of borrowers. So you can have a married couple where they're starting a life together. They may be eligible for a PHFA product. We also help those that are single. We help move up buyers. So if their family's expanding, PHFA can be an option. Or those that are empty nesters, they're downsizing, PHFA can be an option as well. So we have loan types for all different types of families and individuals.
So this is a loan, and you would use it with an FHA, a VA, a conventional type of mortgage.
Yes, that is correct. So PHFA would provide the financing for those loan types, and the lender would determine which loan type the borrower is eligible for. And PHFA would follow the government entity guidelines. PHFA also has some additional overlays that the lender would follow, you know, depending on the mortgage program. But yes, mainly the lender would follow the government entity guidelines, FHA, Fannie Mae, RD, as well as VA.
RD is the rural?
Yes, rural development.
Okay. So tell me, why would someone choose a PHFA?
PHFA is here to help those that may not have a lot of funds for the transaction, especially first-time home buyers. It's really hard for buyers to come up with that down money. And sometimes you may have people that are on the sideline that think they need 20% down. And with a PHFA product, that is not the case. They can have as little as $1,000 down, 3 to 5% down into the transaction. So PHFA is to help those individuals as well as families secure financing as well as retain homeownership throughout the Commonwealth.
So it gives the means to be able to pay for the down payment or the closing costs where otherwise you may not be able to realize homeownership.
Yeah, that's correct, because we have so many advantages, such as the down payment and closing costs, as well as other assistance programs that can be paired with the first mortgage. But as we see in a lot of articles, most buyers, not just first-time home buyers, most buyers, they don't have the funds to cover that down payment and closing costs. And PHFA can definitely help with that.
Okay, so how does one get started?
So if someone is interested in our product, the first thing that we share with them is to visit one of our counseling agencies or a participating lender. Many times folks may have an idea of what they can actually afford, but when you reach out to the counseling agency or the participating lender, they're able to pull your income information as well as the credit info to determine the actual amount. And we have a network of counseling agencies throughout the Commonwealth where it would be free to the borrower to go directly to them and receive information.
So are there income guidelines?
Yes, there are income guidelines depending on the program. I mentioned that we participate, we offer a conventional option as well as a FHA option. And our conventional program, where we provide up to 97% financing, there's an income limit depending on the county. And if you're in Region 1, which is considered Bucks County, Chester County, Delaware County, Montgomery, and Philadelphia, there is an income limit of $113,500. And all the other counties in Pennsylvania would be set at $95,620. And that's for our conventional financing product. We also have a mortgage revenue bond program, which is called our Keystone Home Loan Program, and we list all 67 counties. And the income limit would be based on the family size. So, like, if you were in Pike County, Monroe County, or Pike County,
I'll tell you the counties that we're in up here are the Pike, Wayne, Wyoming, Lackawanna, and Luzerne.
Yes. So for those counties, they would be set at, for a one-member house, one to two-member household, it would be $84,000. For three or more, they would be set at $98,000. And that would be the household income.
Okay. How are the interest rates with the PHFA loan?
Our interest rates, we have a secondary marketing unit that would set our rates, and our rates are based on the market. But our mortgage revenue bond program, that particular program, we use mortgage revenue bonds to fund the product, and at this moment is below market. So that's one of the advantages of PHFA, that we have the ability to offer a below market interest rate with our programs and combine down payment and closing cost assistance to help potential borrowers.
Wonderful.
Does the rate depend on your credit score?
Well, for the program, it depends on the program. I mentioned that we have a variety of different products that we offer, and the one in particular would be based on the FICO score. But the below market rate that I mentioned, if someone has a 680 and a 720, those two folks would receive the same interest rate. So it all depends on the particular program the borrower is applying for. PHFA has a minimum FICO requirement of at least 620 for our mortgage programs.
Okay, so anybody 620 or above could be eligible for a PHFA.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And are they, how many year loan? Is it a 30, 20, 15?
We offer a 30-year fixed rate with no prepayment penalties. However, so if the borrower wanted to pay off their mortgage prior to the 30 years, they can do that without a penalty with PHFA.
Okay. So you have competitive interest rates, 30-year fixed rate terms. You could use it with a conventional FHA, VA, or rural development loan type. Possible down payment and closing cost assistance. Is there anything else? There's a lot of benefits to considering using a PHFA.
All right, but you got to find somebody who's knowledgeable in these types of loans. Not everybody, like she said, not everybody offers them.
Okay, so how do we find that out? Who does and who doesn't?
Do you guys have a website?
Our website is PHFA. And on our website, we have a list of our participating lenders, and it's listed by county. And they can indicate the county that they're looking for. It has the phone number for that lender. We also have a complete list of all our participating lender that would indicate the product the lender offers. So if you are looking for a FHA loan with a down payment and closing cost assistance, you can go down the list and see which lenders, you pinpoint the lender that is offering a FHA loan with assistance.
Okay.
I would think it's important to go there because not every lender I know from experience offers these types of loans.
Right. So. Or even if they do offer them, sometimes they're not as knowledgeable as they should be. What was that website? www.phfa.org, correct?
Org.
Okay.
That is correct.
O-R-G. Okay.
O-R-G.
Okay. With us today is Colleen Baumert, Director of Homeownership Programs at PHFA. We're going to be back after a very brief break, but before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, I want to live in this house. I have the house. I think I found the house that I want to live in.
All right. Tell me all about it.
It's a stunning three-bedroom, four-bath home with over 6,600 square feet of living space at 1236 December Drive in Dunmore for $1.3 million. Colleen, you listening? I don't think I could get a PHFA on this one, though, right? It's too much? This home is the best of the best and must be seen to be believed. It has expansive grounds of over 3 acres surrounded by custom brickwork. This home has everything you could ever imagine, including a beautiful pool, a pool house with a full commercial kitchen, a four-car garage, a full gym, a sauna, and an old-world-styled wine room. Two fireplaces. This is truly a palace and must be seen to be believed. So if you want to see this unbelievable home, go to jready.com and look for 1236 December Drive in Dunmore for more information. And that's listed by Eddie Ruddy and Aaron Pierce of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the year-to-date statistics from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS for single-family homes in all of the counties that we serve. So currently, year-to-date, the median list price is $149,000 for single-family homes. The median sales price is $120,000. That's dead even. The median sales price is dead even with last year at this time. Our market time, though, days on market, it has been reduced 35% down to 59 median days on market. And the absorption rate has also gone down. Last year at this time, it would take us 10 months to sell the current supply of inventory. But now it's at 7.4 months inventory out there right now. The price ranges that have seen the most significant change, the sold listings, between the price range $40,000 to $50,000 has seen a 45% increase in sales. $90,000 to $100,000 has seen a 19.5% change. And the $250,000 to $400,000 range has seen an 18% increase. And the number of sold properties year to date is up 2.4%.
So things are selling faster, but prices really haven't gone up?
Nah. See that?
It doesn't make much sense.
Well, in some areas, it depends.
Right, okay.
Okay? All right. So we will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Stay with us. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you?
Very good, very good. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful today. We have with us Colleen Baumert, Director of Home Ownership Programs at PHFA, and you're calling in from Harrisburg today. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're learning all about PHFA. So the first half of the show, we talked about how you are a loan product and you work with other loans. You offer competitive interest rates, fewer fees, 30-year fixed rate terms, help with down payment and closing costs, and you are offer below market interest rates. And for anybody with a FICO score of 620 or above. Do I have that all right? Did I miss anything?
You have it perfect.
How about, we talked about income limits and guidelines on the first half of the show. We're not going to go back into that. But what about sales price? Is there a ceiling on the type of PHFA loan product that would go with a certain amount of home purchase?
It would depend on the program. Each program would have a maximum purchase price. For our conventional product that we offer, that one in particular, the lender would need to follow Fannie Mae guidelines on the purchase price, and that purchase price at this time is $424,100. And for our Keystone Home Loan Program, the purchase price would vary depending on the county. And so if you were in Lackawanna County, that purchase price limit would be
$310.
$310,000. For Luzerne County, that would be the same. For Pike County, that would be $391,000. Wayne County would also be set at that $310,000.
So I couldn't buy that $1.3 million home I was just talking about.
Not with a PHFA.
Okay, no. All right. I can dream, you know.
Yeah, not with a PHFA product. But our overall average purchase price for last year was $140,000.
Okay. So you have some healthy numbers there on the purchase price, the maximum purchase price, but typically you're seeing the loans right around $140,000.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, you talked about the lenders, the participating lenders, and someone who is interested in a PHFA or finding out any more information would go to your website, which is
www.phfa.org.
And there you have the information on who participates, what lenders in someone's market area would participate and offer the PHFA loan.
Yes.
Okay.
We have, you know, I was just talking to somebody earlier today who is going to their local bank, and a lot of these programs are not offered through some of the local banks. So I think people should go and look and see. There's a lot of options out there. You know, step outside the box and take a look. There's lots of good stuff out there. I didn't even really realize you had all of these good programs.
Let's talk about some of your programs that you do offer. If we could talk about the conventional first mortgage.
One of the first conventional first mortgages that we offer, we partnered with Fannie Mae on, and it's called HFA Preferred and the HFA Preferred Risk Sharing Program. These two products provide up to 97% financing, so PHFA would finance up to 90% of that home's value, and the borrower would need to invest 3 to 5% down. With the HFA Preferred Risk Sharing Program, that product has no mortgage insurance. Typically, mortgage insurance is required where the loan-to-value is greater than 80%. But with this particular product, with no mortgage insurance, the borrower just needs to put that down at 3 to 5%. But the interest rate may be slightly higher due to no MI, no mortgage insurance on that product. And under the HFA Preferred, there is mortgage insurance for the borrower, but it is a reduced price for the mortgage insurance. So these two programs are very affordable for buyers that are eligible for conventional financing.
Sure. When you add up all that you pay in private mortgage insurance, and I think most people really realize, but it could be significant.
Right, on the FHA loans, it never goes away anymore, right? It used to go away when the loan-to-value went below 80%, but does it go away anymore, Colleen? I don't think so, right? On the FHA?
That is correct. For the FHA mortgage, the mortgage insurance, which they call the mortgage insurance premium, stays on for the life of the loan.
Mm. That's a big advantage.
Okay, so what other types of programs are there with PHFA? There's a Keystone Home Program, which is a below market.
Yeah, so we have the Keystone Home Loan Program, and right now this is our flagship program. This product has always been our flagship program since we've opened our doors, and we have a below market interest rate. And typically back in the day, typically for this program, they have to be a first-time home buyer.
Okay.
And we consider a first-time home buyer to be someone that has not owned their principal residence in the last 3 years.
So they could have owned a home 5 years ago and be eligible for this program.
Well, they could if they are purchasing a home in a non-targeted area. On our website, thfa.org, we have the listing of targeted and non-targeted areas. But in areas like Wayne County, Wyoming, Lackawanna County, Luzerne counties, those are targeted counties. So in those areas, the buyer, they do not need to be a first-time home buyer. So if they currently own a home and maybe their family is expanding or if they're downsizing, PHFA can be an option for them. And the home that they're no longer going to live in, they can sell that home and move forward with a PHFA product.
Okay, good. Good to know.
And we also have our Keystone Government Loan, and that product is a little bit more flexible. We provide FHA financing, VA financing, and RD financing, which is rural development financing. And the lender would follow the government entity guidelines when it comes to those loan types. And with that program, there are no specific PHFA income and purchase price limits, but the lender would follow the government entity guidelines. So that the government entity, FHA, they would have mortgage amounts that they would follow.
Okay. So it really is important that when someone partners with a lender in order to do these types of loans that they really know the ins and outs of conventional FHA, VA, RD, which is the rural development, and the PHFA, because there are things that you really need to know.
Yes, there's numerous products out there for buyers, and our website would give the buyer some details about the product options that are available. So it's great for the buyer to do their homework before they reach out to a counseling agency or a participating lender. But our partners that we have in our network, they're very knowledgeable about our products. We provide on-site training for them as well as webinar training, so they're up to date on PHFA's guidelines and requirements. So they can provide all the information to that potential buyer when they're purchasing a home, because you know, there's so much acronyms. You have PHFA, FHA, VA to remember. And the lender, they're the experts in this arena, so they can definitely assist the buyer as they move forward with a transaction.
So PHFA doesn't handle the mortgage application process, but the network of lenders and brokers throughout the state, they process and close the loan, and then PHFA buys the loan immediately following the loan closing? Is that how it works?
Yeah, yes. Well, the lender, the borrower would go out to the lender, and the lender would take the application, and in-house, the lender would underwrite and process the loan. PHFA will review that underwritten loan just to make sure that the borrower meets our eligibility requirements. You know, they're a first-time home buyer, depending on some cases. They meet the income and purchase price limits. So we, PHFA, would do complete a first review of that loan before it closes. And once the lender, once PHFA reviews that loan and it gives the lender the green light saying that, yes, we agree the borrower is eligible for that product, then the lender can close the deal with that home buyer. And at closing, the lender would have the borrower execute all the pertinent documentation. And at the end, the lender would send us that purchase package, and we would purchase the loan from the lender. At that time, okay, when we purchased the loan, we would service the loan for the life of the loan. So the borrower would make their payments directly to PHFA, and we're local right in Harrisburg.
Thank you. We had with us today Colleen Bummer, Director of Home Ownership Programs at PHFA. We enjoyed our time with you. Would you come back next week, please?
Absolutely.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.